Big week, Carl. Getting ready for state track and field. It was a tremendous district meet over at Perkins County at Grant. Had to be very, very pleased with the way your kids perform on the track. And the run in advance scored a lot of points. And you're taking a good load of kids once again to Omaha for the C meet, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, you don't know anything for sure when you're going into districts, but we kind of had a little bit penciled out of what looked like, you know, where we could qualify, where we were, you know, on the bubble a little bit, and where we were on the outside looking in, and I thought that we really just came through, got everybody qualified that we needed to with some good times. I think we're in some, you know, pretty decent lane assignments and stuff, so yeah, very pleased with how everything went on Thursday.
I know, and we talk about this all the time, Carl, that all eyes were on that discus to see what Noah could do at back at the place. He threw 219 feet. Didn't quite go that far, but still threw over 200 and once again get a chance to see what he can do to win. He won B last year. Can he win C this year?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I think Noah's kind of put himself in a spot where, you know, he's just been so solid, and you know, we don't have any reason to think that he's not going to be. I mean, he's been so consistently right there at, you know, 200 feet and above that, you know, I think that's going to be the effort that it's going to take for somebody to catch him. So, you know, we're pretty confident about that, but it's exciting to think about what could be, you know, what if he does get the right day and the right breeze and the right throw off. So very exciting.
And of course his shot put, he's flirting with 60, and that's, he's been working his tail off in that, hasn't he?
He really has. You know, and I think Noah just understands, like, he wants to do well in the shot. Discus is obviously his ticket, but he wants to do well in the shot, and he understands, you know, from a team point standpoint, he understands that we really need him there. You know, to go get that nearly 60-foot throw at districts just shows that he's getting all of that kind of worked out, figured out, and should give another big opportunity there on that second day in Omaha as well.
I know you and I talked last time on that vault, how the vault has been pretty special, and boy, 1 inch up on the ring a little bit more for Mr. Hubbard. He's going in as his leader, and boy, he'd like a gold medal, wouldn't he?
He sure would. And, you know, last year he was 14 foot was his PR, and he got to Omaha, you know, as a sophomore, and being in Class B, that vault event was pretty loaded. But, shoot, he PR'd and went 14.6, at Burke last year. So he's got a year of experience, you know, at Burke under his belt. He's been vaulting well. He's been very consistent. And, we're pretty excited for his opportunity and vault and 4x1 relay, those are always the two that you just hope that everything's clicking the right way on a day, because they just have so many variables, but Tate has proven to be very, very consistent so far.
I know Lucas in the hurdles, and he ran up against a stud in the Mitchell kid from Galloway from Mitchell in the high hurdles. Mm-hmm. He came back and ran a great time in the 300 meter hurdles high jump. But boy, that young man's done a lot for you this year.
He really has. You know, qualifying at four events, and hey, let's be very honest. You know, we don't talk about it a ton, but Easton Freeze casts a long shadow in Chase County track program. So, you know, for Lucas to come along, you know, just a couple of years later here and a lot of people kind of hold him to that same standard. And that's, you know, I mean, you're only trying to compare to probably our best track athlete, you know, in our program's history. So Lucas has really done a great job of making those improvements. And I'll be honest with you, you know, the 300 hurdles, he almost fell in the 300s and still, you know, got himself in the fast heat and sitting, I think, third in the after districts. But, you know, we're really excited about what he could do in the 300s, but even more so in the highs. He clobbered a few hurdles there in districts and you know, still ran 14.78. So, you know, if we can get everything kind of worked out and we can run a really clean race in Omaha, we think that could really improve as well.
Boy, Austin Smith has really come alive in the sprints the last couple of weeks. He ran that 21.88 in prelims. Didn't quite run that in the final, but in the 100 and the 200, he's proven, hey, he's one of Class C's best.
He really is. And with Austin, it's just been a continued you know, dedication to it, hard work. He's just a track guy. Austin loves being out there, and you know, he's been such a huge piece of that. And you know, on our 4x1, on our 4x4, in the 100 and 200, set both of those times actually this week, set school records, beat both the records that Thomas Reeves had set. So you know, he's in good company there in rare air. So we're really excited for what Austin can do when he gets there this week as well.
I know with districts, there's always a couple of you know, things where things don't work out, and there were kind of a few that that just didn't turn out. Darn, it fell a little bit short.
Yeah, you know, I would say probably the big one, and it's more just about, you know, feeling bad for the kid, you know, but Haven not getting in the mile. I think he missed out at 0.4, you know, 0.4 of a second, but you know, he went out and he ran a 2:03 half mile at the beginning of the day, and you know, he ran a solid 2 mile. It wasn't his best, but he ran a solid one and got himself qualified. And then, you know, for the mile, just you know, the conditions were pretty good. Just the legs weren't quite there, and it's certainly not a lack of training or anything like that. It's just one of those days that it didn't quite have that pop for Haves. So, you know, he's still got two events to go excel. And really, I would say, Rich, that's the only one really for us that where, you know, we kind of penciled in what we thought we might be looking at. That's the only one we really maybe kind of got left out of a little bit, but we added in a couple others that maybe we didn't expect, like our freshman hurdler, Hayden Worth, and a few others. So all in all, you know, pretty darn good group.
Well, by the end of the day on Saturday, don't be surprised that the Longhorn boys are right up there in the thick of things, top five contending for a championship, but there's some other really good teams too, isn't there?
Yeah, there are. I mean, you know, when you look at Battle Creek, North Platte, St. Pat's, you know, West Holt, Donovan Trumbull, and then just Bo Fuyon from Bishop Newman is a little bit of a one-man show. So it's a loaded field, but you know, we feel like if we get there and we can lay down some PRs and just compete to the best of our ability, yeah, we think we'll put ourselves right in the race.